Chapter 24. Drinking and Driving. Alcohol is involved in approximately 38% of the traffic crashes in which someone is killed. If you drink alcohol, your chances of being in a crash are much greater than a person who does not drink alcohol. There is no safe alcohol concentration to operate a vehicle. Experienced drivers are affected by alcohol even if they have been driving for many years, and new drivers are even more affected by alcohol, because they are still in the learning process. Every driver is affected by alcohol, therefore you should never drink and drive. Drinking alcohol and driving is dangerous, the penalties are very severe. People who drink and drive risk being fined more than any other violation. These drivers will experience higher insurance rates, loss of license, possible ignition interlock device and jail sentences. Most importantly, drinking and driving can cause death or injury to yourself or others. Alcohol impairment. Alcohol reduces important skills you need to drive safely. After you drink alcohol, it goes from your stomach into the small intestine, where most of it is absorbed into the blood, then transports the alcohol to all parts of the body. Alcohol in the bloodstream reaches the brain in 15 to 40 minutes. Once in the brain, the alcohol affects areas that control judgment and skill. The first driving ability to be affected by alcohol is judgment. Good judgment is important to driving, and one reason why drinking alcohol then driving is so dangerous. Judgment helps you to decide when to stop drinking. When people consume alcohol, they lose their ability to judge, until they've had too much to drink and it's too late. By the time you begin to feel the effect of the alcohol, your judgment is severely affected. Alcohol slows your reflexes reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, it worsens judgment and decreases skills. This will cause drivers problems when judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. An even more dangerous problem is not being able to control your vehicle. Body metabolism. If you drink alcohol, do not drive. How many alcoholic drinks does it take to affect your driving? One drink. Two or more drinks may cause impairment and you could be arrested. A single drink is considered 1.5 ounces of proof liquor, one shot glass, straight or with a mixer. A 5-ounce glass of wine or a 12-ounce container of beer. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol and one drink may equal several normal drinks. The body rids itself of alcohol at a rate of one drink per hour. There is no way to sober up quickly. Coffee, fresh air, exercise, or a cold shower will not help. Remember, food slows the rate at which alcohol enters the blood. It will not prevent you from getting intoxicated. The only thing that will sober you up is time. When drinking socially, arrange to go with two or more persons, where one of you can be the designated driver. If you do not have a designated driver, use public transportation or a cab. Never get behind the wheel if you have been drinking. The risk you are taking isn't worth the consequences of killing yourself or others. Alcohol and the law. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. You will be arrested for driving while intoxicated with an alcohol concentration of 0.08% or more in the breath, grams, 210 liters. Or blood, grams, 100 milliliters, the same as 0.08%. In Arkansas, if involved in a traffic crash or involved in a serious traffic offense, you can be charged with DWI with a blood alcohol content between 0.08% and 0.04%. Breath alcohol concentration, BRAC, is the alcohol in your breath, and blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is the concentration of alcohol in the blood. Blood alcohol concentration can be determined by a blood or urine test. The law enforcement officer chooses which test, breath, blood, or urine, to request. If a law enforcement officer instructs you to take an alcohol test, you are compelled by law to do so. You can lose your driver's license if you refuse to take an alcohol test. If you are found guilty of an alcohol violation and it is first conviction, you will be fined from $150 to $1,000, in addition to court costs. You could also be sentenced to 1 year in jail, and your license could be suspended for 120 days. For second offense and convictions that follow after the second offense, the penalties are much worse. You could be sent to prison. In Arkansas, you cannot buy or consume alcohol under the age of 21. You can be arrested for underage driving under the influence if your alcohol concentration is 0.02% breath or blood alcohol concentration. If you are found guilty after the proper test, you could have your license revoked until you reach 21 years of age and could be fined $2,000. In addition, any person under 21 years of age convicted of purchasing or being in possession of alcohol will have their driving privileges suspended, revoked, or disqualified. Other types of drugs and driving. There are many types of drugs, in addition to alcohol, that affect a person's driving ability. The effects of drugs are worse than those caused by alcohol. Many prescription drugs are over-the-counter drugs, no prescription, such as drugs for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies, or drugs to calm the nerves can make a person drowsy and affect their driving skills. Pep pills, uppers, and diet pills can make a driver feel more alert for a short time. Later, these drugs can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and poor vision. Other drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Other drugs cannot increase concentration and do not stop impairment. Some prescription drugs and non-prescription drugs may impair your driving. Check the label for warnings or ask your doctor or pharmacists for possible side effects before driving. Never drink alcohol while you are taking medications or other drugs. These drugs may multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver, but the effects could cause serious health problems or even death. Illegal drugs are not good for your health and affect your ability to be a safe driver. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving: a bad cold, infection, or a virus. Even smaller problems such as a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and you have places to go, let someone else drive. Epilepsy. Epilepsy is usually not dangerous when under medical control. In Arkansas, you may drive with epilepsy if you are under the care of a doctor and seizure-free for 1 year. Diabetes. Diabetics, who take insulin, should not drive when there is a chance of going into shock. Diabetic shock could result from skipping a meal or snack, or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. You should have someone else drive when adjusting to an insulin dosage. Remember to have your eyes check regularly for possible night blindness and other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart disease, high blood pressure, or circulation problems may be in danger of blackouts, fainting, or a heart attack and should not get behind the wheel. If you are being treated for a heart condition, ask your doctor before driving. Emotional distress. Emotions can have a great effect on your driving ability. You may not be able to drive if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or just down. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to calm down or cool off. Take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried or down about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some people find the radio helps. If you are impatient, give yourself extra driving time. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you may not speed or do other things that could cause a traffic ticket or cause a crash.